من و تو هم خونی بچه ایرونی، خاک ما خونه ماست، عاشقش میمونی. وطن خاطره ها، وطن نذر و دعا، خاک دل دادگی و داغ دل بستگی و
یاد مردونگی اش، همه لوتی گری اش، خون دل ها خوردیم سر عاشق کشی و
realize, of course, that we could never be friends.
Why not?
What I'm saying is, and this is not a come on in any way, shape, or form, is that men and women can't be friends because the sex part always gets in the way.
That's not true. I have a number of men friends and there is no sex involved.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You only think you do.
You're saying I'm having sex with these men without my knowledge?
No, what I'm saying is they all want to have sex.
They do not.
Do too.
They do not.
Do too.
How do you know?
Because no man can be friends with a woman that he finds attractive. He always wants to have sex with her.
So you're saying that a man can be friends with a woman he finds unattractive?
No, you pretty much want to nail him too.
Okay.
Wow. That was a clip from When Harry Met Sally. Have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty unfair. That claim is pretty unfair to guys. Saying that you guys want to nail every girl, pretty much.
I like how you went to unfair and not untrue.
Yeah, because I do believe it's true, but it's unfair.
No, it's even untrue. It's
you think so?
I mean, yeah, there's definitely people.
It's true.
You don't have to be attracted to everybody. And when you're not attracted to somebody, you don't think of them sexually in any way. That's just,
you didn't listen to Billy Crystal then, because he said even when you're not attracted with them, you probably want to nail them too.
Yeah, but like, that's not, how is that? How could you want to nail somebody
well,
who's
I
unattractive?
Think you guys disagree. I think Allie does want to nail them all.
No,
Well, Allie,
my mother's listening. Everybody calm down.
I'm kidding.
I'm
well,
sure.
Welcome to Ironican Live on Wednesday, January 13th. My name is Shahid, and I'm hosting the show. Not Iman, Shahid. If you're wondering why, it's because we actually fired Iman. Aren't you guys sad to hear that?
He had it coming, exactly.
No, I'm totally kidding. Iman's out for personal reasons, and I'm filling in for him. But let me introduce my fellow co-hosts tonight, Mahvash, Zeman, and Allie. I think it's the first time I'm on a show with you, Allie.
I think they don't put us in the same room at the same time.
Yeah, so this is going to be
Pacquiao
interesting.
We're like Pacquiao and Mayweather right now. You can't, if I see you, it's on.
Honestly, this is going to be a good show tonight.
I'm glad the table's in between us.
Your Wednesday night just got so much better, whoever's listening.
Nice.
Yeah, so, and in advance, I want to apologize about my voice. I have this awful cold, and if my voice gets really deep and raspy, I swear it's not because
I'm a man.
It's not because I'm a man. It's because I have a cold.
She's actually platonic friends with us.
We're actually doing
double
a voice technology here right now. She sounds more manly in real life right now, but we're making her sound like
You're so sweet, Zeman. You're so nice. Honestly, I don't know if I could call you my platonic friend anymore.
Hey, Harry and Sally, you
know what?
To
platonic friends can totally like bash each other. It's the
you
cool
think
part
so?
Of it.
Actually, maybe that's true. If you bash each other, that means it's totally friendly, right? No. And there's no feelings hurt.
You never flirt with someone by just talking crap to them constantly.
Right.
That's kind of abusive. But hey.
I mean, it's very third grade, but sometimes it works.
At least you admit it, Allie.
You're ugly, but I love you. You know, like, that could happen.
So what is a platonic friend? I mean, how do you guys define it?
Well, you know, okay, well, if you want to look at it dictionary-wise.
Dictionary-wise,
they have a
dictionary-wise
platonic friend?
Well, I mean, the definition that I've seen, of course, you know, any person can think differently. It's a relationship you have with the opposite sex, if you happen to be heterosexual.
So it has to be with the opposite sex.
Well, if you're heterosexual, I guess if you're homosexual, it would be like with somebody with the same sex.
Right.
But somebody who you are friends with the opposite sex, where you don't feel any kind of sexual, you don't have any sexual connection with them.
So basically, no sexual connection.
I disagree. No sexual that's connection. What it says in the book, you're saying.
That's what, yeah, that's what I read in Wikipedia.
All right. I would argue that there's no romantic element between the two of you. I think this is, we had this debate before. I think you can be friends with someone you're attracted to as long as there's no romantic interest
what,
between
the two. Romantic means you're not in a relationship, or romantic means
you just don't dig the person in that way. Like it could be a person.
But you're attracted to that person.
Yeah, but physical attractiveness doesn't automatically mean that you're into that person like that. You just think they're an attractive person.
Okay.
Do you think that the two are automatically correlated?
When you're physically attracted to someone, it does lay the ground to move into a more romantic.
It does complicate things.
Exactly.
Right. But I thought you agreed with me that you can be platonic friends with someone that you're
attracted to. Oh, I completely agree with you. But I'm saying, like, I don't think that's necessarily the definition of it.
Right. But then it's physical attractiveness or sexual attraction between the two shouldn't be part of the definition. A platonic friend, right? It shouldn't preclude you from being.
No, it's not that you're not sexually attracted to the other person. Like definition wise, it's that you're not actually in a physical sexual relationship with that person.
There's no sexual.
You
element.
Know, so there is the question of okay, you have a person you are attracted to sexually, and they're opposite sex, but you're not doing anything. You're not in a relationship, but are you still platonic friends? Is that possible to be platonic friends with somebody you're that attracted to in that way?
Mm-hmm. یعنی چی؟ یعنی منظورت اینه که دوتاتون مثلا دوتاتون سینگل هستین ولی همون صحبت قبلی که داشته میکردیم که آیا تو انتخاب میکنی که مثلا با اون طرف نمیخوای توی حالا من کلمه یه معادل فارسی پلتانیک فرنشیپ رو میگم دوستی افلاطونی
افلاطونی
خیلی کلمه ساقیلیه ولی خب حالا سعی میکنم دو سه بار استفادهش بکنم جسلا
I'm gonna go home and use it
It's your parents? Hey, what, I know. What context?
I have no idea how, but
I'm not even sure what that meant, but all right.
یعنی شما آره تو اینجوری تعریفش میکنی مثلا شما دوتون تو سینگل هستین مجرد هستین توی هیچ رابطه مثلا هیچ توی هیچ کامیتمنتی نیستین و میخواین با هم دیگه دوست باشین اونجوری
We can look at it from multiple scenarios you know one scenario مثلا let's focus on the scenario of you're two single people and you're opposite sex and you have attraction to each other like some sort of you know
ولی یه سوالی که برام هست اینه که شما تا کجا اون دوستی رو تعریف میکنین یعنی از چه جوری مثلا اوکی این دوستی میشه یه ریلیشنشیپ ولی کجا اون خط قرمز رو میکشین کجا اون خط رو میکشین که من دیگه اگر بیشتر از فلان قدر مثلا فلان مقدار زمان مثلا توی هفته دارم با طرف وقت صرف میکنم پس حتما من به این طرف چه دختر چه پسر چیز علاقه دارم
I understand what you're saying where there's a line between are you in a relationship with that person or are you just friends with that person but I don't think it's necessarily the dedication of time it just has to do with when it becomes sexual when it becomes physical I mean like they were saying before sexual attraction maybe isn't part of the definition but when you take your relationship to that physical level I think is when it stops being platonic
but I think that if you're saying that a sexual element makes it not platonic I think a strong sexual attraction in and of itself is a sexual element. It's a sexual tension between two people. I get what you're saying, but it's still there. That's why I think from our conversations before we came on the air and in talking about this topic, it was, you know, the big thing to me was that it's all gray area. All the lines are blurry. There's not clear distinctions between this is clearly a platonic friend.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So what you're saying is that even if it's not taken to a physical level, it's
I think
still
if there's sexual
non-platonic?
Tension there, it's still an element. It's still an element.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to stop you there, Ali. You're kind of getting me upset because I disagree with you so much. I'm kidding.
You always do that.
And we're going to go on to news, and it's our favorite newscaster, Zeman.
Oh, really? Your favorite?
Yes.
No way.
Actually, our only one, but hey.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, Ali did the one last time. It was awesome.
Oh, really? I was
But wrong. But yeah, this is Zeman with the news. So recently, there's been a lot of interesting things happening. The biggest thing, I guess, there's been a big earthquake in Haiti. I guess you've heard of it. It happened on Tuesday. Yeah, it was just really big, and hopefully everybody's okay.
In روزها من خیلی دارم در مورد زلزله
میشنوم. Was there an earthquake here?
Bay Area همینطور میلرزه.
We had four earthquakes in California.
I felt one. دو تاش بالای سه نزدیک یکی که بالای چهار یکی هم 3.8 بود نزدیک چهار. خلاصه حسابی چی میگن اون همیشه به خانواده میگم این یه پکیجی رو آماده میکنین برای اون زلزله بزرگه که همه چیز فلش لایت و نام غذای کنسرو و مثلا پاسپورت هاتون توش باشه. برای ما ایرانی پاسپورت خیلی مهمه. اونا رو آماده بزنیم. میکنم الان دیگه کم کم وقتش شده.
تام موضوع باشیم. The big one could happen in California. We just don't know. We have no idea. But going on to the next news, it's a little bit, a lot of sad. It's a bunch of sad news. I'm sorry, guys, but this is all I could find.
ولی تو داری با اون لبخند رو لبت میگی یه مقدار اون سادنسش رو میبره.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say it in the happiest way I can. Wow. Okay.
Keep going.
Make sure it's appropriate.
Well, actually, here's a good news that the National Iranian American Council (NIAC) they delivered over 3,500 letters to Representative Gresham Barrett. So he's a congressman. Yesterday, calling on him to abandon his proposed legislation that would deport thousands of Iranian students and workers despite their legal visa status.
خیلی خوبه.
And Trita
Stop
Parsi
terrorists
said,
from entering the country.
It's good. There's no
totally.
Sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
Well, Trita Parsi, the quote from him is: "At a time where people around the world are asking what they can do to help the Iranian people, it is unbelievable that Congressman Barrett wants to deport innocent Iranians and deny them opportunities to find refuge in the U.S."
حالا جالب هم هستش که من هنوز اسم یه ایرانی رو توی آمریکا نشنیدم که توی این قضایای تروریستی دخالت داشته باشه. من نمیدونم جریان چیه. یعنی حالا نمیخوام که اسم برم، ولی کشورهای خیلی کشورهای دیگه هستن که توی قضایای دخالت دارن و ببخشید سیتیزنشون راست راست دارن توی میگن هیچ مشکلی نیست.
As I always tease my friends who are from other countries and military, I said we don't blow up bombs, we write checks.
Wow, how elitist of you.
Is that not true? Iran's terrorist ties are through the checkbook.
Indirect, I guess. Okay. Well.
Good to know.
Yeah. So, okay, another bad to bad news. Iran's unemployment rate had hit 11.3%.
Oh, wow.
And
but honestly, that's not that far from the U.S.'s, and it's really hard to believe.
منم فکر نمی کنم زیاد چون اصلا تعریف بیکاری unemployment تو ایران یه چیز دیگه است. این تعریفی که توی آمریکا هست، یعنی از لحاظ ساعت کاری که ما اینجا تعریف کردیم با اون ساعت کاری که از اون ساعت به پایین تو بیکار unemployed حساب میشی فرق میکنه. مثلا فکر میکنم اینجا باید حداقل فکر کنم اگه اشتباه نکنم 20 ساعت مثلا تو هفته رو اگه کار بکنی اون موقع دیگه بیکار نیستی. Okay.
20 hours minimum.
آره.
No, if you're on part time, unemployment isn't defined by hours.
توی ایران با
ساعت تعریف شده. That's what I'm asking. تو ایران چجوریه؟
مثلا من خدایا کی شنیدم که احمدی نژاد که این هم قضیه یعنی چیز جالبی بود. حالا یادم نمیاد جزئیاتش یادم نیست ولی احمدی نژاد یه چیز خنده‌داری بود که احمدی نژاد مثلا 8 ساعت تو هفته کار کردن رو
employed میدونست.
یعنی مثلا چند روز تو چند ساعت تو روز میشه مثلا یه ساعت و نیم دو ساعت روز شما میرین سر کار شما کار دارین کار انجام
میکنین. That's not unique to Iran. During the Bush years, Bush and Cheney used to manipulate it so that being working at a fast food industry counted as a manufacturing job. So they could claim that they raised jobs in the manufacturing sector, right? So everybody finagles those numbers.
خلاصه.
Okay, hello. Got to still bring those numbers down because we want to get everybody employed.
Yeah, exactly.
There are two gentlemen we want to congratulate, Mojtaba Obedini and Ali Yaghoubian.
Good job.
Good job with the pronunciation. Nice. Oh, okay. I did a good job with the pronunciation. Thanks. They won two silvers in Fencing World Cup held in Kish
awesome.
Island. So they... are
Wait,
fencing champions
in the world advantage? Like Wait. In the universe I mean not
well,
the universe
I
like
think in
the
a certain,
whole
I'm not sure if this was like a national
yeah,
or international
right. Yeah international
but
or
they,
national
I think it was international because they lost to British athletes in 15-3 at least Ali
aren't the British supposed to be like the best.
I don't know, they're bloody fantastic. Well, we got the next news. This is actually interesting. There's Guantanamo guards that reunited with their ex-inmates. And you guys should go to our website. I'll give you the link for this.
Yeah,
it's really interesting. There were these guards in Guantanamo that this one guard actually, and he befriended on Facebook the person that he was he was, you know, in the Guantanamo with, like, you know. And so now they're back in London, and now they're totally friends. And
you
remember me from Camp X-Ray?
Which one
on Facebook? The inmate hit up the guard?
No, the guard hit up the
That's
inmate.
Even funnier. That's so, even funnier.
Yeah. No, he so said, you know, sorry about the dogs and the uncomfortable sitting positions for 25 hours straight. I apologize.
Yeah, no, he's like, I apologize for what my country has done. It was a mistake. Aww. And
that's nice.
Okay.
And they were very sincerely like, oh my God, you shouldn't have apologized. It's your country. It's not you, man.
Oh,
I know.
Whatever.
All that. Well, it's true.
Sorry. No, okay.
One last news. Professor Masoud Ali Mohammadi died in a bomb blast near his home in Tehran. And he was a PhD in the Sharif University of Technology, and he was a professor at Tehran University. So this is a very terrible thing that happened, and he seemed, as far as the news is saying so far, he was a pretty innocent person in terms of he wasn't involved in the government. He wasn't political at all, and I don't know how that happened. But apparently the Iranian government immediately want to blame Israel and the U.S. So
of course Israel and the U.S. do everything.
They have to. I'm sure they did it. You know, it's crazy, yeah. But we'll have announcements later about things and events coming up. Great. But this is Ben Zimon with the news, and I guess we'll go to the break, and we'll be back.
So welcome back to Ironican Live. We were just going over what we think is the definition of a platonic friend. I don't think we all necessarily agree, but let's start talking about if it's really possible to be friends with the opposite sex or someone you're attracted to. Let's give the worst scenario possible. Let's say it's no. Like, let's say it's someone you're physically and mentally attracted to, but
that's called a crush, not a platonic. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
No.
You're going down the wrong path. But go ahead. Let's see how far you go down this.
No. Wait, Allie. Weren't you the one who said that there's going to be an element of sexual attraction? Blah blah blah.
It doesn't have to be.
No, I'm saying I'm giving you the worst scenario possible. Like that, it happens.
if you're sexually attracted to someone and then you're emotionally attracted to them, that's not your friend anymore. I mean, unless you...
Right.
That's,
if you right? If it's two of those together and it's pretty strong...
So if it's two then together,
it's
then it's...
Stay
hard.
Away from called, that person for your sake if you're in a relationship. So that's physical, what they suggest.
If you're in a relationship, then you stay away. If you're not, then try to...
Get into a relationship
get
with
into a relationship with
But I'm so confused. So that means that all other platonic friends, like, you're just null and void? Like, everything is just no attraction?
Well, there's an attractiveness that is not strong, maybe.
Or you can like a person without having those type of feelings for them. You
really?
Know I, mean?
I don't think so, because I can't be friends with someone if I'm not mentally attracted to them.
Attracted to them?
Yeah, that's what makes me want to stick around and talk to them.
But not,
what if you're not physically attracted?
What if you just think they're
okay,
funny?
Here's where my argument comes in.
When I mean mental attraction,
so attraction, you don't necessarily mean that you're like, okay, so...
Mental attraction means that you like to stick around and have a conversation with that person, and you really like to know, like, you like their feedback on things.
Right, but there's, to you, there's not that much of a distinction between that and...
What's another type of mental attraction?
So, I mean, but I can be, there's personalities that I can click with that aren't necessarily the type of person I'd want to be in a relationship with.
I don't get it.
But I think you're differentiating mental attractiveness with, like, emotional attractiveness. And being emotional with somebody is like you're constantly wanting to know how they're doing, what they're doing. You know, you call them up. You
so
want to know
what's
going on.
So you're being clingy.
No, you're caring about them. You know, you're caring about their presence and their well-being.
Oh, okay.
In a continuous basis.
Clinginess.
Whereas,
I'm totally kidding.
I don't know if that's
so. Clingy. Is it possible? Whatever. I don't think so. Is it possible though? Is it possible to be friends with the opposite sex? Or someone
به نظر من میتونی انتخاب بکنی اون با زیمان همین صحبتش میکردیم به نظر من میتونی انتخاب کنی که تو میخوایی توی اون ریلیشنشیپ باشی توی اون پلتونیک فرندشیپ داشته باشی یا دوستی افلاطونی با یه نفر داشته باشی یعنی حالا من این کلمه رو دوباره میگم نچرالی به طور طبیعی اتفاق نمیفته به نظر من یعنی تو باید خودت روش کار بکنی نمیتونی مدت زمان زیادی رو با یک طرف اگر که هیتروسکشوال هستی با یک طرف از جنس مخالف سپری بکنی مثلا وقتی میگم
سپری یعنی چی
یعنی بگذرونی spend time with them مثلا مثال من اینه مثلا ویکنداتون رو شما برین مثلا با هم دیگه جایی بگذرونین یا میتونه هر نوع اکتیویتی باشه اگه زیاد بشه اگه دیگه هر ویکند باشه اگه تعداد مثلا روزایی که تو یه هفته هم دیگه رو خارج از مثلا کار یا دانشگاه درس مثلا میبینین بیشتر بشه مثلا به نظر من بیشتر از مثلا 3-4 بار در هفته بشه دیگه اون بقیه من یکی داره خودش این وسط گول میزنه یعنی دیگه اون حتما یک نفر اگه تو هم خبر نداری اون طرف مقابل برای تو یه سری ایموشن داره که داره بهت نمیگه چون میخواد این دوستی رو داشته باشه
What do you think, Ali? You're just sitting there.
I'm just trying to think of examples. What if you're not necessarily... What about people from work? My son, you'd never be friends with them, and you know, maybe it's like a...
And then you start partying together, and then you start going to coffee. Right?
Sure, right?
Right.
It does not become your friend. Maybe you wouldn't have become friends if you just met on the street one day, but you were put into a relationship. You were a situation where you're like, wow, I actually click with this person.
Right,
like,
what if you were all of a sudden spending all your time? Mahvash is saying if you start spending all your time with that person,
a lot of the time,
with that person, then automatically either the other person has feelings for you or you have feelings for that person and you're lying to yourself.
Is she interpreting that correctly? خود من شخصا مثلا هر روزم میرم با همکارای مردم میرم بیرون لانچ هم میخورم و هر روزم ممکن این کارو بکنم 3-4 روز هفته ممکن این کارو بکنم ولی دیگه از اون بیشتر نمیشه و چون اون محیط کاری داره انجام میشه ولی اگر که من وقتمو بذارم مثلا از 3 شب توی هفته برم مثلا فلانکی رو ببینم از کارهای دیگه هم بزنم بعد به نظرم یه اتفاقی داره میون وسط میفته
Most likely, I mean, if you were viewing that from the outside, sorry to interrupt, but I would say, hey, look at Mahvash and what's his name?
Everybody else makes it hard for you to have a platonic relationship.
Doesn't necessarily mean it's true. It would indicate from the outside, but I think we're talking about whether it's possible, right? Like, could be possible you guys just click and you're friends and you have really fascinating conversations.
حالا اینجا من باید انتخاب بکنم آیا میخوام با این طرف پلاتونیک ریلیشنشیپ داشته باشم، پلاتونیک فرندشیپ داشته باشم یا نه، میخوام اون مثلا احساسا مثلا حالا مثلا از یه سری چیزهایی با هم دیگه به قول شما داریم کلیک میکنیم، دوست دارم ادامه بدم. ولی بازم از نظر من ادامه اون زمان زیاد 3-4 بار، حالا چیزی که جایی که من لاین قرمز رو میکشم مثلا 4 بار تو هفته دیگه هم دیگه رو ببینیم، ویکنداتون هم بذاریم مثلا بریم با هم دیگه هایکینگ و کارهای اکتیویتی بیرون و اینا، دیگه اون انتخاب منه دیگه، میخوام این کارو بکنم یا نه نکنم. میگه فکر می‌کنم که هر کسی هم برای خودش یه چیزی داشته باشه، یه تعریفی داشته باشه که کجا میخواد اینجا رو متوقف، این کارو متوقف بکنه اگه میخواد متوقفش بکنه.
سیمون یو لوک لایک یو
سی نو آی جاست ثینک دات همون دی بیگست پوینت هیر آی ثینک از خودتو نبا گول بزنی، رایت درست میگم؟
درست میگم.
یو شودنت بی مس، جاست بی اونست وذ یور سلف when it comes to your friends.
I completely agree with that.
You know, if you know for a fact you're never going to be friends with this person, then you should feel comfortable and other people should believe you, and you shouldn't have to feel like, you know, oh, it's not even possible. There shouldn't be this hard and fast rule that girls and guys can't be friends.
I agree with
you. It just doesn't make any sense, because there's half, you're letting go of half the population of the world when you say you can't be friends with the opposite sex. You know, you're saying I can never be friends with these people,
mm-hmm.
and it's like that's just terrible. You're like,
yeah, you're shutting yourself off from
so
a lot of people.
When you're
that you
saying
can have
be
great
honest
friendships
with yourself,
with.
What did you mean by that?
I mean, like, if it does happen that you are attracted to a woman or a person of the opposite sex, and you're single, and so you're constantly wanting to be more than friends with them,
mm-hmm. oh,
and then you see that it's not going to happen, then don't play with yourself, you know,
yeah. and just put yourself in a hard position.
Don't put yourself in a hard position. Either get out of it, or, you know, push yourself in a position where you know for a fact you understand that this is just a friend and you would
not
never want to do anything
anywhere.
More and go on with your life.
But
you know?
Honestly, like, I think this is my opinion. I don't think I'm wrong. But
you're right.
I think that guys and girls can be friends, and I think a lot of the times it's girls that can make this work, because guys have this mentality of as soon as a girl starts spending time with them, they automatically think, oh, this chick is in love with me, regardless of if they're attracted to the girl or not. It's like the guy's like, wow, she's all on my jock. Like, what do I do about this girl?
I think guys, it might be an immediate thought, but I think guys should push back on that thought. They shouldn't think
Zimon, you're a nice guy. That's what you think. That's your second instinct. You're like, you know what?
Well, second, what's his first instinct?
His first instinct is she's in love with me. His second instinct is maybe I should think about it. Maybe she just wants to be friends. Most guys, it's she's in love with me. I should do something about this. And then if they like her, they try to act on it and then ruin the platonic relationship.
Because there was no platonic relationship there in the first place.
How is there no platonic relationship?
Can we flip that the other way though?
All right, one second. And if they don't have feelings for her at all, they like act all awkward and they make the friendship impossible because they automatically think, wow, we gotta let this girl down easy. Like, we're breaking her heart here. And the whole time the girl's like, I just wanted to be friends.
Sure.
And that's happened like multiple. I've seen it happen to my friends. I've seen it happen to me. I mean, I think every girl in the world can say that that's happened to them.
Yeah, but you can say the opposite too. And what we were talking about,
I don't think so.
We were talking about someone who was we heard them telling the story mm-hmm. together when we were talking about have you been in a platonic uh-huh. relationship?
Yeah,
and she was describing someone who she dated very briefly. What was it about? You know, a year ago.
Uh huh.
And the guy continuously hits her up. They talk every day. Uh-huh. They talk 3-4 times a week, and we're like, oh, and she broke it off with the guy.
Uh-huh.
We're like, yeah, the guy still likes you. And like, it's obvious to the outside observer. It's
right,
it's,
but they dated before. They have background.
Right, but here's the thing. Here's why it's the exact opposite of what you were saying, is that uh-huh. the guy looks at the girl like, wow, she wants me, even though she just wants to be friends. The girl looks at a guy who's really pining for her and wants her, and is like, no, we're just friends. We're just friends.
Okay, honestly, I don't understand what you're saying. You can clarify it in the next segment, because I'm confused.
If you cut me off one more time, I'm telling you, it's Pacquiao Mayweather in here.
All right, we'll be back.
می بهاره وای که از چشمات آتیش می باره
We're back, and I'm going to cut Ali off again from allowing him to refute my point, and we're going to go into Word of the Week, and let's start with Farsi. I feel like we've dominated in English, so let's give
من
this person over here a chance.
من اینجا تک افتادم دیگه. ایمان نیستش من اینجا تک افتادم. خب, Word of the Week امروز فارسی شد. همون به چند بار توی برنامه استفاده کردم برای که همین گوشتون آشنا بشه. دوستی افلاطونی یا همون فارسی پلاتونیک ریلیشنشیپس. حالا برای چی کسی میدونه برای چی میگن افلاطونی پلاتونیک؟ اصلا فرق نمیکنه انگلیسی یا فارسی.
افلاطونی اصلا ورد زریفی بین
پلیتو. بابا پلیتو.
Oh really, so you guys call Plato in Farsi افلاط؟
افلاطون. افلاطون.
He's
a tongue twister, I know.
Does that make sense though, افلاطونی, or did you just come up with that?
نه نه درسته. نه چون اصلا معنیش از همون پلیتو. دلیلش که ظاهرا اینجا نمیده. اوه دلیلش اینه که افلاطون یا پلیتو با رابطه استاد و شاگردی یا teacher student relationshipش به صورت
Socrates.
آره exactly به حالت اینجور عشق بود, اینجور love بود که یا friendship اینطوری بود که sex اصلا توش نداشت. You know, and it was between a man and a boy. Don't confuse it with being homosexual.
Isn't that surprising for Roman times though?
آره, یعنی رابطی بود که در واقع برای رسیدن به, حالا من از لحاظ کلمات سعی میکنم فارسی استفاده بکنم, به اون درجه بالای عقلانی استفاده میشه, یعنی که به اون بالاترین نالجت برسی و از همدیگه بتونی استفاده اینتلیکچوال بکنین, استفاده عقلی بتونی بکنین.
So what's Socrates in Farsi?
سقراط.
سقراط.
آره فکر کنم.
No, it's not, I'm sure it's not.
آره حالا امیدوارم چیز استفاده مورد باشیم, ولی خب برای خودم من جالب بود که دونستن این که این
کار مولانا هم همین ریلیشنشپ نداشت با یک کسی.
I
don't think so.
شمس با یک عاشق یک کسی بود, نه
شمس. شمس
یه عاشق عرفانی و بعد spiritual بود.
I know, but when you read the poetry, I mean, I get a sexual vibe, but I could totally be dirty minded.
حالا شاید اون چیزی که بشه گفت, شاید بشه گفت که مثلا حالا افلاطون و شاگرداش یه حالت غربیه, اون توی فرهنگ غربی اونجوری بوده, توی فرهنگ شرقی ما نمونهش مثلا شمس و همه مولانا رو داریم.
آره. و اصلا کلا پسرا تو ایران هم بغل همدیگه و بوس و ماچ و اصلا
آقا نه دیگه اونجوری حالا اگه میخوایم اگه قضیه حالا نمیخوام زیاد الان این برنامه وقتشو نداره که بخوام در مورد صحبت کنم, ولی خب فرهنگ ایرانه و حتی فرهنگ اروپا هم همینه, چون که مثلا قشنگ پسرا حالا اینجا آمریکا خیلی اون حالات دیستنس رو میذارن و نمیخوان که همدیگه رو بوس بکنن و از این چیزا, ولی کاملا اروپا مثلا فرانسه, بچهای فرانسه, پسرای فرانسه, من خودم با چشم خودم دیدم, یعنی اصلا تو فرهنگ کاملا من مثلا پسرا هم میگن روز میکنن. آره. نه روی لب. I don't get confused. روی چیک مثلا ایران.
Alright, Ali, are you going to give us our English word of the week? Or?
Am I?
Yeah.
What is our English word of the week?
Jock, I believe.
Jock?
Jock.
Jock Lusto?
The type of guys you like to date? Is that what the jock is?
You know, no, I moved on from that in high school.
I think jock was, we selected that because it's a word the Shah had used tonight already.
Yes,
for those of us, for those Iranicans who are not familiar with the term, I guess tonight I realize it may have to do with a jock strap.
What's that?
A jock strap is something athletes wear in order to
safeguard their
manhood.
Oh. But,
I think when someone says it typically is used for a girl who likes a guy, we'll say the girl's on your jock. and I think it tends to mean like she's on. But then I think that I'm assuming that's the root of it. But it kind of
I think it is.
But it morphed into she's jocking. So she's jocking me or she's jocking you. Like you know, you'll be out at wherever and some girl's looking and your friend be like, she's jocking. She's jocking. So if a girl's jocking you, that's pretty much. But I guess at this point it gets reversed. Like if a guy's like really,
I don't have a jock.
No, I know. But if a guy's really falling over himself for you, your girl's like, why is he jocking you?
I wouldn't want my girlfriend to say that to me, but hey.
You have a girlfriend? That's nice. Is it platonic or is it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
No, I have no problem with the lesbians. No.
What is that?
I see your videos all the time.
Zeman busted out with his accent tonight.
That was a Borat reference, by the way. That was a Borat reference.
Sure it was.
Seriously.
Anyways, back to platonic friendships.
Back
Ali,
to it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Basically, what I was saying is that you're saying that a guy who
is always going to think a girl's in love with
him. No, I'm telling you that it's true from both angles. That if there's an attraction, but sometimes the girl will be oblivious to the fact that the guy likes her.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a guy will be oblivious to the fact that the girl really just wants to be friends and he thinks there's an attraction there. So, but Shahid seems to think that regardless of what the misunderstanding is, it's the guy's fault.
Yeah, because
saying.
In the relationship that you described.
Jump right on that. I thought she was going to get mad. Not at all. Yeah, pretty much it is the guy's fault all the time.
No, because I feel like guys are less introverted. Like, girls, they're most likely to go home after a frustrating night out or something and think about it and be like, why is this happening to me, blah, 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 and be honest with themselves. Guys, they're not like that. They just... You know, they'll either think the girl's in love with them or they're just like, dude, like, what's going on? Like, if he has feelings for the girl, he'll be oblivious to the fact that she's totally giving him, like, friend zone signs.
Yeah.
Well, we are taught in the society to be persistent as men. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the only way you can get the things you want in terms of a relationship is to be a persistent man. So maybe that's one of the reasons.
Sometimes
persistence is different from like
no, but they go, I want to be a man and pursue me. You know,
exactly.
Dust yourself off and try again, as Aaliyah would say. But really, it's like then you're playing yourself. Really, you just keep going back. And I agree. I mean, I agree with that philosophy. But sometimes it's like, my cousins will even say, in our parents' days, you know, how many times my dad had to, you know, try to talk to my mom before he could do
it. No, I see your point.
Men were men back in the day, and now they're not men anymore.
It's true. A lot of girls expect that. Like, they don't say, they play hard to get. But, like, but if a girl blatantly tells you, like, no, there's no feelings there, then...
Take a hint.
You don't want to be with that girl who's, like, lying to your face.
Really? Right. What other signs are there that, like...
Like, friend zone signs?
Friend zone signs,
this is not relationship counseling for you right now.
Okay. No.
I'm good. I'm fine.
He's like, what other signs are there as he takes his pen out? Hold on. Let me write this.
Yes.
High fives. I think high fives are big signs.
Patting on the
what?
Back.
Like,
wait, if a guy and a girl high five each other, that means there's some.
No, because I tend to do that with guys that I just want to be friends with. I'm like, high five, good job. Like, it's like a very bro
you don't high
type
five
of
a guy you like.
No. Uh-huh.
See, but he's thinking because he read in a men's magazine, she just broke the contact barrier right there.
Yeah.
She wanted to make contact with me, and so she found a platonic way to do it. That's it. I'm in there. She likes me.
Okay. Yeah, what if the very first time you meet a guy and you high five him? That's kind of.
No, I'm not. This is more like. This is. I mean, there are exceptions, but I'm saying, like, for me personally, that's one sign.
I see. Any other signs?
But you know what else it is, too? I think the whole reason we have to have this conversation is because half the people who claim they're in platonic relationships, one or the other, is jocking.
Now.
Is jocking the other party.
Sad.
And so we have
really
to have this whole conversation.
Sad.
Is it possible? Because 90% of quote-unquote platonic relationships
are not
is
platonic.
One person who's in love with the other person and can't get anywhere with
it. No, that person doesn't know about it.
Or knows about it and deludes themselves.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a boyfriend right then, so they want a guy to hang out with and go to the movies with.
Exactly. A lot of people are like, they just want it for the attention from the opposite sex. You know, a whole bunch of other reasons, but I think it's really sad that it's like that, because I think if in the beginning girls and guys are honest with each other when they meet someone who they genuinely like, then it's going to be a great relationship. You know, there will be ups and downs where one maybe will feel more for the other or something, but in the end you can get something great out of it. And I think that's one of the questions I want to ask you guys, is like, is there a point to having a friendship with the opposite sex or someone you could potentially be in a relationship with? You know?
Well, I mean, I think in general, it's a very good thing for a guy and for a girl to have the opposite sex friendship.
Yeah.
Because in their life, they need to know women, they need to know men, you know, women need to know men in that kind of friendship
perspective,
way.
Right?
So that they're not like this mysterious thing.
Yeah.
You know, for me, like, I've seen guys who, like,
you know, been in the dorms or guys only dorms, or like they live their whole life kind of secluded from women, and women are like this huge thing for them, but it then that friendship is very strange for them. It doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
But whereas for me, it's like you have to have, you have to learn that, because you're gonna have a sister, you have a sister, maybe you're gonna have a daughter one day, you know, you have a mother, you have cousins, like you're gonna have to be platonic with a lot of women in your life, so you're not gonna necessarily be able to be in a relationship with all the women in your life. So.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I think that at the end of the day, you could get something great, like a great friendship, something that lasts a long time.
برای من حالا داشتن مثلا پسرایی که مثلا توی یه ریلیشنشیپ نیستم باهاشون خیلی کمک کرده مثلا بفهمم مثلا توی مغز پسرها چه میگذره.
دقیقاً. یعنی من اونا هم همینطوره.
آره آره، یعنی دوستایی دارم که کاملا مثلا خیلی راحت میتونم باهاشون صحبت بکنم که مثلا حتی مثلا توی ریلیشنشیپ ها مثلا چه اتفاقی میفته و به اگر اکشنی ریاکشنی اصلا داده دیده باشم از طرف، اونا کاملا بهم میتونن بهم میگن که مثلا طرف داره چطوری فکر میکنه، یا حداقل یه چیزی بگن. این ما حدس میزنیم که اینجوری باشه، مثلا به عنوان یه پسر یا به عنوان یه مرد احساس میکنیم که این جریان اینه، این اتفاق داره میفته. و فکر کنم پسرام اینجور باشه، پسرام فکر میکنم خیلی بتونن راحتتر دخترها رو بفهمن که اگه دوست دختری داشته باشن، که نه دوست دختر، ولی دوست دختری داشته باشن، مثلا لیدی فرندی داشته باشن که بتونه درباره این چیزا باهاشون صحبت کنه.
And if you're heartbroken, your guy friends aren't going to want to hear you cry about it. Honestly, you better call your girlfriends and talk to them. Let them be your shoulder. You like this? I'm trying to hit this right now. You better go call.
Ali, don't call me.
I won't. Not anymore.
You can call me or Mahvash. You can call me or Mahvash.
Last night was the last time, I promise. I never call you like that again.
Just, you know, it was cool and everything, but, you know.
All right, well, we're going to have to go to a break, but when we come back, there's a surprise.
And if you guys have any kind of opinions of your own...
Aren't you excited for the surprise?
No, surprise...
You didn't sell it well enough.
If it's a platonic surprise, I'm not extra...
You're getting it next segment, Ellie.
I'm getting the surprise? Sweet.
But if you guys are interested in having your opinions be on our website, go to Ironikin.com and share your viewpoints, or email us ironikinlive@rajajavan.com. دیشب تو کجا بودی؟ من خواب تو را دیدم، بین همه گلها از شاق تو را چیدم، اون شاق گل نازو بویدم و بوسیدم، اون شاق گل نازو بویدم و بوسیدم. دیشب تو کجا بودی؟ من خواب تو را دیدم، بین همه گلها از شاخ تو را چیدم، اون شاخ گل ناز و بویدم.
Welcome back. And like I said, this segment we're going to have a surprise, and I'm going to let Mahvash announce it. Make it good, Mahvash.
I try. I'm not sure if I can beat you in that. کلیپ سورپرایزمون، کلیپ این هفته است یا همون کلیپ آف دی ویک، از برنامه روبه فردا از کانال سه ایران، که از کانال سه ایران هفته پیش پخش شده، که یه گفتگوی جالب هستش بنظر من که از تلویزیون ایران پخش شده، با بین وحید جلیلی که روزنامه‌نگار و فعال فرهنگی در ایران هستش، و آقای علی مطهری، آقای وحید جلیلی و علی مطهری، که علی مطهری گزایی که آیت الله مطهری رو میشناسن در اول انقلاب فکر می‌کنم کشته شده، اگه اشتباه نکنم از دنیا رفت، نوه آیت الله مطهری و نماینده مردم تهران تو مجلس شورای اسلامی. حالا به این کلیپ گوش بدیم، متوجه میشین چرا جالبه.
شما ناظر به کدام حالت ایدئال این رو گفتید؟ حرفی که شما زدید بی بی سی هم میزنه، یعنی بی بی سی هم میگه در انگلستان آزادی بیان هست، در ایران آزادی بیان نیست. خب الان ما هم نشستیم دارم میگیم بله، خب آزادی بیان نیست. در باره حالا من نمیدونم، این مسئله ایست که فکر میکنم تصور من این است که تلقی درستی نبود.
انتظاری که ندارید من بگم در ایران آزادی بیان مطلق داریم و کامل و فلان اینها.
نه، من میخوام ببینم این تلقی که به من منتقل میشه درسته.
عرض کنم خدمت شما، من خودم چند تا رسانه لاغل اخراج شدم دیگه، میتونم بگم که عرضم حضور شما که
Well, for those of you who are English speakers, azadiye bayan, it means freedom of speech. And what these gentlemen were talking about is is there freedom of speech in Iranian media? And this is actually aired on Iranian media.
See,
and
that's why it's a surprise. How shocking is that?
It's shocking and interesting that somebody actually mentioned.
How long is that guy in jail for now?
Yeah, exactly. After the show, we have no idea what happened to this man.
I'm going to say this in English because the interviewer already said it. He said that I've already fired off a few other medias in Iran. So how can I say that there is freedom of speech in Iran when I'm already fired from a few of them?
He's already been fired and censored a number of times.
Yeah, right? So I think he's right. How can you say that?
I think the host of that show is going to get fired for bringing that guy on and asking him those
freedom. I know, so, really? Like 6 degrees of separation, like, all of them.
Have you
read
my bio?
Happened to them.
Hello.
That's exactly. Funny. Well, see, I think it was a great surprise.
Thank you, Shahid, for introducing that as a surprise.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't live up to your expectations, Zeman.
It was good, actually. It was interesting.
Yeah. Well, back to friendships and guy-girl friendships or girl-girl friendships, guy-guy friendships, depending on what you're into.
Whatever makes you happy.
If you're older, I think I'm the youngest one here, right? Yeah, I am. Aww. Mm-hmm.
Are you saying we're old? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, a little bit. Anyways. Oh, okay.
I make this look good.
Another
line from a movie.
Oh, yeah. They've been putting out one-liners all night. It's really annoying.
Why do guys do that?
I don't know.
I don't know, Captain.
Oh, my God. Get me out. So, since you're so old, Ali.
Yes, sir. Man. I mean, child.
Oh, good one. Is it harder for you to find platonic girlfriends? Are you into girls, right?
First of all, since my girlfriend's probably listening, I don't actively look for platonic girlfriends.
Good job.
But I think what we were talking about, is it easier or more difficult with age to be in a platonic relationship? I think as you grow up, when we were talking about, we kind of categorize it to like preteens, like high school, mm-hmm. and then your early adulthood, and then as you get older and get out of school. You know, when you're growing up, you're around girls all the time. You're not attracted to all of them, but you're probably cool with the majority of them, so they become essentially platonic friends. And I think as you become into college,
right, so the older you get, the harder it is to find people, right?
We become sexual people as we get older into our, I mean, when you're
really,
when you're,
I think
nine,
sexuality
is
at its peak 15 to 20.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. Even that's when it starts to get complicated. And then when you're in college, maybe you're a little bit more mature, you're able to handle it, but you're still, it's the ease of the convenience of being around the opposite sex constantly too leads you to have more platonic friends. I think as you get older, I don't know if for anyone else's experience, but as you get older, your circle of friends kind of shrinks to your core friends.
True.
And then you have people you stay in touch with, mm-hmm. but the people you see every day or that you see on a regular basis are your core group of friends.
It's
and
true.
It tends to be more people of the same sex, I would say.
Mm-hmm. The same experience for you, Zeman Mahesh?
آره یعنی هنوز که حالا اونقدر من پیر نشدم که بخوام اونجوری جوابم، ولی کلا
نیستیم.
حالا جوکس سایت درسته، وقتی که سن بالا میره خب طبیعتاً آدم بیشتر آدم حداقل میرن توی ریلیشنشیپ یا ازدواج و
این وضعا.
آره دیگه، آره. ولی به مثلا با بودن توی ریلیشنشیپ و مثلا ازدواج دیگه مثلا رابطه اونجوری داشتن، حتی اگر دوران مجردی هم مثلا با کسی دوست بودین، به نظر من خیلی دیگه راحت نیست که اون دوستی رو بتونی کیپ اپ بکنی همونقدر، تو همون لولی که مثلا تو دوران مجردی مثلا با یه دختری دوست بودی که الان دیگه فقط دوستته، یعنی زنت نیست، دوست دخترت نیست، خیلی سخته که اون رابطه رو بتونی مینتین بکنی. چون حتی به نظر من توی ازدواج خیلی خوب هم، توی دوستی های یا ریلیشنشیپ های خیلی خوب هم، دوست دختر بودن، دوست پسر بودن، گرلفرند بویفرند بودن، که رابطه خیلی محکمه، باز هم اگه بخوای زمان زیادی با اون طرف صرف بکنی، یه جور سسپشنای رو برای پارتنرت برای پارتنر آدم به وجود میاد. نمیاد.
No, I mean,
ای بابا برای چی؟
I mean, I understand. Yeah, there's these issues. ولی خب به نظر من آره، definitely when you're younger, it's so much easier to have friendships with the opposite sex. When you get to this teenage, 20s, 30s age, you know, you have, yeah, you're looking for a relationship, you're looking for more than friendship. It's a little قاطی پاتی میشه اون وقتا. بعد it's a little سخت‌تره. ولی وقتی که دیگه من حس میکنم وقتی کسی دیگه توی مریج هستش و سیتل داون شده و دیگه زنش یا کسی شوهرشه دیگه it's pretty much like 100%, then you know, then any of those, basically, yeah, you maybe stop talking to your single friends that are mm-hmm. the same, the opposite sex, but when they get married or when they have kids, you know, there's a very huge potential
for
you guys.
What if they want to stay single for the rest of their lives?
Well, whatever, but the connection, you can rebuild connections with them, rebuild friendships with them uh-huh. through your common interest again, like through your being married or through your having kids, you know, so these things can happen in the future. You know, and I you've seen like 70-year-old, 80-year-old couples that, you know, are friends with couples or each other. There's nothing sexual going on. I hope not. At least, like, it's kind of weird. But, you know, they're totally friends.
But, you know, I think that's true for just friendships in general. Like, I saw that movie, I Love You, Man. And it's so hard for even guys to stay friends with their old single guy friends when they're getting married. Or
right.
I think, I mean, for it's girls, it's less difficult, maybe, yeah. but... Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's because of common interest. That's all. It's not because of the opposite sex or anything. It's just because, you know,
I think you just
now
change
I'm going on
when
trips
you get
with
married.
My girlfriend and I'm doing all these things as
yeah,
a couple.
By choice. We totally change by choice. Mm-hmm. It's not by torture or training.
All about
torture.
Sarcastic.
Oh no.
داشتم در مورد همین قضیه یه آرتیکلی رو می‌خوندم که به نظرم حالا بعدم فکر کنم نباشه اگه روی وبسایتمون پستش بکنیم و بچه‌هام بقیه هم بتونن بخونن. این نویسندش کامیل چاترجی هستش که یه سری ریسرچ رو انجام داده. بعد تا اونجایی که یادم میاد مثلا روی افراد مسن مثلا بالای 50 60 سال که تحقیق کرده بود میگفت تحقیقش نشون میداد که تنها دو درصد از خانمهایی که توی اون سن بالا هستن با مرد دوست هستن، دوستای مرد دارن، دوستای نزدیک مرد دارن، دوستای یعنی همه دوستای کسایی که باهاشون دوست نزدیک هستن خانم هستن. متوجه شدم یعنی همین جور اون در تعداد دوستای جنس مخالف همین جور پایین‌تر درصدش میاد هر چی که تو سنت میره بالا.
You know what it is too.
با توجه به این ریسرچی که انجام شده.
Sorry, as you get older, I think it'd be easier for me to have a girlfriend, a female friend at this point because you've grown up, you got more mature, but you get busy as you get older. Like I have to block off time to watch football on Sunday, so it's just more likely that I'm going to see my guy friends. I'm mm-hmm. like, you know what? No, I have to, you know what I mean? Like, all right, I'm going to make sure that I go do this. So it's finding common interests with your girlfriends is harder to find, I think, as you get older because you get busy. You're not just loitering like mm-hmm. you do when you're in school.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It could happen.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go into another break and we'll be back with more.
And by the way, the post, we will post that clip that we played, that we just played.
The surprise.
Yes. Wonderful surprise clip. Mm-hmm. We'll post it on our website so you can check it out, iranican.com. تو رو میدونم نیاد اون روزی که بی تو بمونم All right, you're listening to Iranican Live on Radio Javan. Got some quick announcements. Want to tell you guys there's a Shab-e-Jome Red and Black Ball happening on January 22nd. And this is in the W Hotel in Silicon Valley. It's going to have a dress code. This will be hors d'oeuvres and everything. So definitely, if you're up for having a cool Persian party and you're in the Bay Area, go to it. And go to our website, iranican.com, for more details. Another one is if you have somebody of a young age, under 18, that likes to play soccer, there's the Persian Culture Club. They have a free soccer lessons coming up. And we're going to put more info on that as well on our website. So if you're interested, go to iranican.com and we'll have it on our blog. And the last announcement, we have a cool Iranican Reports video up for you guys. We went a couple months back to a Torch of Success event that was put together by a bunch of Iranian-American groups. And we went and reported it. And you guys should go check it out on our website as well, iranican.com. You can put the keyword torch. It'll probably show up. But it might be on the front page today. And there's an event that's continuing this Torch of Success event that's happening on January 17th in Orange County. So if you happen to be in Orange County, you can see a continuation of this event and see all these successful Iranian Americans and how they define success. And that will be linked on our site as well. And make sure you actually see our YouTube video, because we get to see and ask people what kind of things do successfully Iranian Americans eat for breakfast, which I had no idea that could be important. And so you listen to Iranican Live. We were talking about platonic friendships. And Mavesh, you brought up a good point about relationships. When you're actually in a relationship, what do you do? You know, like, can you have platonic friends at that moment in time? You know,
what do I do? How do I spend time with them, you mean?
No, I mean, like, is it possible?
It's possible. It's possible. نه میتونه اتفاق بیفته. من هیچ وقت پوینت همین نیست که مثلا نمیتونه اصلا اتفاق بیفته. ولی به نظرم باید یه باوندری های رعایت بشه. اگر تو نمیخوای با اون طرف، اولا که باید ریسپکت بکنی طرف مقابل، پارتنر تو باید ریسپکت بکنی. مثلا اگر من که دختر هستم، من اگر دقیقاً اگر من مثلا همسرم، شوهرم یا دوست پسر دارم، نباید بیشتر برم با دوست گای فرندم وقت صرف بکنم. اگر مثلا ویکندی دارم، باید با گای فرند، چی میگم، با دوست پسرم یا با شوهرم برم وقت صرف بکنم.
But you shouldn't expect your husband to have an issue with you hanging out with a guy.
Exactly. I think your husband or your boyfriend should respect that. I think your husband or your significant other or whoever, boyfriend, should respect the fact that you have a really, really close friend who's of the opposite sex.
آره، ولی باز هم من کاملاً متوجه میشم.
So easy for you guys to say. What's more common, that a guy has a problem with his girl having guy friends, or a girl flips out because her guy has girlfriends?
Okay, that's different.
Right, yeah. It's different,
it's
right?
It's different. Guys' minds think differently, okay? Guys just think
about it. Either person in a relationship
can get jealous. Is it exists.
Okay, jealousy. But jealousy is one side of it. A lot of us girls are realistic and realize that when guys become friends with other girls or have friends that they're platonic with, it's kind of shady. Like, you don't. No, I 100% stand by this. I'm sorry. Just like in that clip when Harry met Sally. You guys just want to nail everything.
But you have
how could I trust you?
You just said that your husband or boyfriend has to be cool with you.
Yes, because
your guy friend wants to nail you. Uh-oh. That's what you're saying.
Yes, but I would never let it happen.
ولی آخه شما تعریف نمی کنین که کجا دارین اون لاین قرمز رو می کشین. ببینین، من در مورد خودم شخصا اگر توی ریلیشنشپ هستم، دیگه نمیرم مثلا با گای فرندم بیرون چند بار، دوباره برمیگردیم روی همین، چند بار دو هفته برم هایکینگ مثلا باهاش، به جای اینکه مثلا با پارتنرم برم کاری فوق برنامه و اکتیویتی انجام بدم، برم با
هایکینگ نیست تو
مخاطب exactly. با نمیرم تنهایی میرم.
So you should stop doing everything you love to do, because well then why are you with that person in the first place?
آره
دقیقاً میرم.
دو دو دو
به نظر من، چون من باید خودم، شما این قضیه رو دارین صحبتش میکنین، اوکی، چون من همونقدر جلس میشم که مثلا اگر پارتنر من بره با یه دختری بره بیرون، آیا من هپی هستم؟ نه، من اصلا اپروف نخواهم کرد.
You better learn to like hiking.
حالا اون چیز بود، فقط یه مثال بود، ولی کلا دارم میگم.
Let me just say, I'm going to say for all females, maybe some of them are jealous. Yeah, a lot of them can be jealous, but it's jealousy is like a very base emotion. I think it has more to do with the facts. Do men cheat more or girls cheat more? Men cheat more. So why would you put your husband, boyfriend, whatever, in the line of danger?
Well, thank you. More
you're speechless because I'm right.
But don't you want to trust the man you're with? If he says, I'm never going to be in a relationship with this friend that's a girl, then shouldn't you just...
How do you know?
No, but he's telling you, right? He's telling you, this is my friend. And you need to believe his words. That a relationship is
I'd
based on trust.
I'd rather just do some safekeeping.
I mean, so you're trying to protect him from himself is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm the wise one in the relationship. Guys' minds is somewhere else most of the time.
He has no control of his jock, shall we say. No? All right.
And that's why that's exactly goes back to the platonic friendships that I was talking about. Guys always think with that, like, they think with their minds, like, 40% of the time, and then 60% of the time it's with something else. So they're...
I mean, that's generous.
It's something else.
Oh, see, you even admit it. A lot of the time it's like, she loves me if she wants to spend time with me. She wants me if she spends a lot of time with me. It's the exact same thing. If you're with someone and they go out with their friends who are girls, why don't they want to go out with me and do all these great things?
No. Okay. Well, let's just reset here. Where if you guys want to send us hate mail, you know, ironicandlive@radiojavon.com, you're more than welcome to. But this is Ironic and Live on Radio Javon, talking about platonic friendships.
Yeah, and I know we got a little bit into cheating, and I don't want to get too far into that because I think we're going
to
have a whole show.
There's a lot to talk about there.
And there's a lot. I have a lot to say about this. So don't even. That was just the tip of the iceberg.
Were you the cheater or the cheaty?
Oh, never either. Never either. Because you know what? I keep control. I keep a handle over my man.
Well, good Lord.
That's fellas, why
fellas,
cheating.
Our number is 510-555 control.
Yeah, but thanks for listening to us tonight. I had a great time on the show. Did you guys have a great time?
Sure. Good job.
Was I a great host?
Good job, Shahid.
Sorry, Iman. I think I'm going to replace you now.
If you guys think that, email ironicandlive@radiojavon.com and see what he thinks.
Yes, thanks for listening to us tonight. Ironic and Live. See you in 2 weeks.
Later.